get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, it is so good to be back. We're about a week into our WP the Podcast. I know our topic is where's the best place to buy a domain, but I'm glad we're back, and I just wanted to say that. So there.
Heck yeah. I agree.
All right. Why don't you get us kicked off with today's topic?
Yeah, definitely. Now, this is a question you might be asking, especially if you're on the newer side to WordPress and building websites and everything. And, you know, where's the best place to buy a domain name? Because there might be, you know, you might be seeing ads or, you know, Googling it and seeing a bunch of different companies. And so it's like you don't know who to trust. And so we've narrowed it down to two companies that we know, that we trust, and that we both purchase products and specifically domains from. And so we can recommend these choices with confidence. And the first one here is GoDaddy. Now, GoDaddy kind of has a bad reputation when it comes to hosting WordPress websites. They have improved things a lot over the years, and so we don't necessarily recommend their hosting. But in terms of buying a domain name, that's what GoDaddy does. That's what they've done from the beginning. That's what they started out doing, was selling domain names, and they've slowly added more resources and services. But domain names is what they do best, and they do it very, very well. And so what I like about GoDaddy is their internal platform for organizing your domains and everything, which I personally have quite a few domains, and David does too. And I have them all in GoDaddy, and they have really easy to use DNS tools. And so when you're pointing your domain to your hosting company, or you're going to point it to Cloudflare first, and then from there point it to your hosting company, it's just really easy, really intuitive, and really fast. Where some domain registrars, when you change where you're pointing that domain, the name servers, or you add a new A record, sometimes it'll take up to 24 hours to what they call propagate. GoDaddy, on the other hand, is very, very fast propagation. And so it's like it happens within minutes. And so that's a big deal. And so that's one of a lot of reasons that I choose GoDaddy.
Couldn't agree more, Tim. Next on our list, the second one is Namecheap. Namecheap is a registrar company. That's what they do. They don't offer hosting. Well, maybe they offer some website tools now. But primarily, GoDaddy started as a registrar. Namecheap is a registrar. So everything that you're going to get from them is serving what we're talking about, you know, buying a domain name. That's what GoDaddy and Namecheap are. They are registrars. I think one of the most important factors that Tim didn't talk about GoDaddy that also applies to Namecheap and why we choose these two is not only are they registrars, true registrars, that's what they started as, that's what they still are, but pricing. You know, they are some of the most cost-effective pricing companies for buying and renewing domains out there. You may be thinking of Register.com, Network Solutions, one of the oldest companies out there. But those guys suck. I'm sorry to say it. They just suck. They'll sell you a domain for 50 cents for the first year, and then they want to charge you $40 for the .com domain the next year for renewals. And most people don't know. They just automatically renew the $40. But guess what? It only costs $10 to renew that. So GoDaddy has, you know, $10 or $11 somewhere, and Namecheap is the same. And they don't try to screw you on that pricing. You know, they keep it low. They keep it consistent, what it is across the board. So
yeah,
they don't bait and switch you. You know, they offer special prices from time to time, but they're not a big bait and switch, I feel, like some of the other registrars out there are. Network Solutions and Register.com. I'm calling you out and throwing you under the bus because I was new and started out with those guys. And, man, it was a pain in the butt to move away from them. It was a terrible experience. Every time a renewal would come up, I would have to call them and say, why are you charging me $40? Every other registrar, including your biggest competitors, are charging 25% of that. So, and they would give me the price. They would say, oh, we'll match it. No problem. And what they're banking on is people not calling. Yeah, people that aren't going to spend the time or are knowledgeable and stuff. So go with GoDaddy, Namecheap. Those are our two recommended registrars when buying a domain name. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to answer the "Do I need a website?" question from clients. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.